Skype of Cthulhu presents Call of Cthulhu Scenario Sunspots by Dave Sokolowski.
Or catch the others up that haven't been here.
Oh yeah, we don't have Steve. Wow. We have a whole lot of notes here. But it's exciting. We're right there. Things are going crazy. I think the important stuff is we showed up in this town, right, in the middle of the winter where it was sunny, and there's a bunch of sun cults, and in the last 12 or 20 hours, all the various sun cults have been fighting each other. Am I in the right game? And
Yes. 24 to 36 hours.
The leaders have been getting killed, and the winners have been absorbing the followers of the losers. And so we're now down, I think, to just a few large groups, and that's sort of happening all around town. And then the other thing that is going on is there was the place where we think the final big ceremony is going to occur, and there was a big mirror, a big lens that was the roof, the cupola off some church or something.
The clock on the clock tower of Town Hall. It was the big glass.
Okay.
You know, big dome lens. In front of it. Yeah.
That Manny attempted to shatter earlier is now protected by more serious stuff, and the leader dude that Manny was convinced, well, no, he was just trying to kidnap him and make things sort of calm down, but it got ugly and Manny killed him. But now he has just been resurrected, and that's a little worrisome. And then what's this thing about, though, Azathoth, right? We have the spell. Oh, so we think, we not including Manny because he's not there, but there's a few people who think that they have a ritual that they can cast during the final ritual, interacting in some way with whatever shows up. The end of the world.
Yeah, so basically you need a sunstone, and you cast the spell or incantation or whatever was in the translation in reverse, and at the same time as someone is casting the ritual, and that will stop it.
Yeah, I was learning the spell with Yarda's character.
Yeah, yeah. So you know you need a sunstone and to cast the spell in reverse.
But we also know how to create the sunstone, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you
get the spell for that, right?
Well, you did. You got the spell, but it also requires the Pouch of Zom, which you haven't found. But you could give me an it or a no roll now that you're thinking about that with all the information that you've gained.
Okay. Oh, 0.5.
Yeah, you realize that you saw the remnants of something all cut up in the bakery. Shining Soul Gifts, where Simpson was headquartered. That probably would have been that, but it was destroyed. So there's no way to create another sunstone. But you do know that there are sunstones out there in the town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I do realize that, I will try to find the others in a rush.
And I think, let's see, right after, I think you guys, well, where we left you was... after Ramses the Ninth, formerly Deputy Marx, killed Priestess Celia on the boardwalk. They had kind of like a sunstone glow battle. And while it seemed they were evenly matched, Ramses took his homemade Ankh knife and plunged it into her ribcage, which, you know, the glow didn't save her from. And then all the followers from her group, including Barnaby and Mr. Peterson, joined up with Ramsey's group.
Do we think Susan is leading another group? Are they still around?
You haven't seen Susan since the other day still.
Yeah.
But now it seems like the town is a lot less spread out. There's a lot more big clumps of people, so it might be a little easier to find her.
But also we have maybe more important things on our hands, such as the end of the world. But
so I don't remember where Meredith was, but I remember, so we've got Manny, because I guess it's still technically the night of this happening. So we've got Manny out in the forest between the main part of the town and the cabins, correct?
Between the main part of the town and the cabin.
I think you just saw, yeah, because where the cabins is where the lens.
That's where the resurrection happened, right? And that's where the lens is.
Yeah.
In that courtyard. Yeah, yep. Who was the guy that got resurrected? Sorry, I'm not finding it in the notes.
Denby Partridge.
Okay.
He's the treasure hunter guy.
Right. Who we have reason to distrust because of the woman that Manny escorted out of town.
Right, and also because you saw him coming down from, well, you know, circumstantial evidence. You
right,
saw him coming
mind.
Down with that other burly guy that you've seen
yep.
with him down from the mines after you guys were on your way up. So, and then you found Simpson's body. But, all right, so Manny's there. We've got Cornelius up with Robert Givens Esquire in the hotel room, I think just studying, continuing to study the spell, trying to memorize it. And Barnaby down on the boardwalk with the other cultists. Yay. Or I guess worshippers. Meredith, I forget where you were. So you can place yourself anywhere you want.
Yeah, I was away last session, but I'm happy to be wherever is convenient for the keeper.
I guess you'd probably be at the hotel.
Yep.
Anything else?
So I was wondering if I was wondering if you was going to play another character because you went insane.
I'm not insane.
Yeah, he's not insane.
I am completely sane, in full control of my faculties. I just realized that I mean, Celia was a great woman. There's no denying that, but it's unfortunate. But clearly, Ramses is
the fittest.
Yes. But change. Everything must change. Everyone must grow. So. Now we follow Ramses, and that's fine. That's fine. He's a great man too. He has demonstrated that as well. Perfectly sensible. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be warm and cared for? It's the rest of you I'm not so certain of.
Mm-hmm. So. And let's just recap. It's 105 degrees. And the sun is still up. It doesn't. It hasn't gone all the way down. Even though it's, you know, dusk-ish, the sun's still totally not all the way down, which is very, very weird. It's not supposed to do that.
It's hardly the weirdest thing we've seen these past few days.
That is true. So, Manny, I guess, what do you want to do? Barnaby, I think, are you just chilling with the Ramses cult?
As is only appropriate, yes.
Okay, all right. So yeah, Manny, what are you going to do after what just happened?
Well, I understand that this lens has some significant plot armor on it. But Manny is going to unload his gun into it, and then when that fails for some miraculous reason to shatter this glass thing, he's going to run away and go back to the hotel. Unless you would like me to roll hits and damage.
No. No need. I mean, they built the big kind of protective wall in front of it, if you remember.
Yeah, but you sort of described it as like, you know, as you know, things to keep people away. And it seems like there's, you know, it's got to, if it's visible, then it could be shot. But that's all good.
We'll say you can't get a good aim.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So I guess Meredith and Robert are at the hotel. Is that what I've understood?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah.
Meredith,
so he'll,
and Cornelius.
Oh, right. Cornelius is at the hotel also studying, right? Yeah, got it.
Right.
Yeah, so he will explain the resurrection of Denby and what the, and sort of the general setup of everything down there and where the event is likely to occur and blah, blah, blah.
Oh my goodness.
So I saw times and nothing. It just bounced right off the glass. I don't understand it.
And Barnaby's with these people?
Barnaby's with some group of people. I mean, they're all sort of out there, you know, killing each other. Not the followers, but the various priests. I don't know who's going to win. But if we need a sunstone, I imagine we could get one off of one of these, you know, off of Ramses, for example. Ramses has a sunstone. And I don't know. It seems like some of them must have fake sun. No, sometimes they're shattering the sunstones if they're loser, but they may be real sunstones. I don't know how you tell.
Well, Cornelius and Robert know from reading and studying a little bit from earlier. They know how to tell because it, when you hold it, you can do certain things with it. It has certain powers.
But anyone that works is real.
Yes.
How are we gonna get close to this Ramses guy and take his stone? He sounds quite powerful. Disintegrating people, you know, from distance and all that. Wasn't he the deputy from town? Yes.
Yeah, but he's a crazed man with a glowing knife now.
Well, don't we have a gun?
Yeah. I mean, killing him is not difficult, but then we still have to get the stone, so we can't do that from a distance.
Hmm. He's already killed other people, so...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
What about pretending to take over the cult once we kill Ramses? You know, like a power struggle.
What if there's a smaller cult that has, you know, that we could find where there'd be fewer people in the way and we could just get a sunstone that way?
Well, we still haven't found Daniel's daughter. Susan.
Yeah, we could go look for her and kill her and take her sunstone. Is that what you're saying? Or not kill her and take her sunstone?
No, kill her. No. We need to find Daniel as well.
The sunstones are dangerous. We know in the hands of a person, it'd be tricky to get. I mean, they just turned us like we just lost 6 hours or 8 hours or something. It seems risky to. But we could perhaps sneak up on someone and knock them unconscious or just wrestle it from them quickly.
How many other cults have we spotted, Max?
You've spotted recently. Seven pretty big groups roaming through town. Each group is like a couple hundred people now.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. No, the two bigger groups are a couple hundred people, and the smaller groups are like 50 to 100 people, maybe, depending. So they're like varied. Because there's about, you would estimate 900 to 1,000 people in the town right now. A lot of people in this town.
Well, I mean, we could sure go out, try to grab one.
Yeah,
but that seems like our best plan.
Yeah, find the smaller one, and let's just go from there. I think I have memorized the spell by now. I'm confident that we can revert it whenever they want to invoke whatever they are invoking.
Okay. Go sunstone hunting.
Let's go.
There is an extra gun, I believe.
Yeah, because I think someone had a gun. You had a gun, right, Manny?
I had mine already, and then we have the one from What's-Her-Face, yeah.
Rebecca?
Rebecca, sure.
Newman? Rebecca Newman, I think. Anyway. Cool. So you three are heading out into town now, or, I mean, it's nighttime, so are you going
to
sleep?
Nighttime, but I mean, we need to do it
better.
Yeah, now, because tomorrow's too late.
Yeah, I actually believe it is better to go out now.
And the sun's up anyway.
Okay. All right. I need a D7. I know that's not really available. So
you can roll a D8 and just re-roll until it, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Re-roll if it's not a 1 through 7.
Is that from each of us or just one?
No, just one person. One roll.
Oh. 3.
3. Okay. Cool. So, the first group you come upon is a smaller group, about 50 people. And they all look like they're dressed up like makeshift Vikings.
W-
Well-known and worshippers of the sun.
The guy who seems to be in the front is carrying an old school fantasy style torch, just a burning torch. And the only thing he's wearing is an animal fur loincloth.
Excellent. You know, the costume shop in this town has really done some great business. You know, they didn't have these things when they showed up here.
Yeah, we didn't see that when we were wandering around town.
The loincloth shop in particular.
Right. Well, the toga shop and the... Mm-hmm.
Well, there's just a lot of beds missing sheets right now.
Isn't it? That's true, too. Yeah.
Sheet and sales apparently and an animal scissor missing sales went up like crazy.
All right. So well, I could, I could go attempt to... Sorry, what?
Yeah, so that group is kind of walking towards you. They're kind of rowdy. You can hear some windows breaking as part of the crowd goes by.
You know, Vikings, what do you expect? I could certainly try running up and clubbing them on the head, and if somebody else wants to, come with me to make sure they can grab the stone, we can start our own celebration. Cult. Game for that?
Yeah, I'll go.
No. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Who's got the other gun? Who has the guns?
I have a gun.
I don't believe in one of you has one.
I can take the other one if there is one.
Okay.
So yeah, I would like to sort of have a hasty crowd for a little while, and then just suddenly dash in and smack him on the head with my blackjack before he has a chance to notice what's up.
Okay, so you want to give me maybe a stealth roll or a sneak roll or a hide roll to position yourself?
I will spend some luck here and get my stealth successful.
Okay.
Most of my luck.
Then go ahead and make your attack roll.
All right. Oh, wow. That's a 98.
Oh!
Do I get a bonus die because I surprised him? That was the whole point of surprising him.
I just wasn't going to give him the option to dodge.
Okay, that's cool.
You can do that if, and then he'll get an option to dodge.
Okay.
If you want to take a bonus die.
So my bonus die is a 0. So now I have a 0-8.
Nice.
It's an extreme success.
I should have stood firm.
Always worth negotiating with the GM.
Right.
So, yeah.
But I guess you could get an odd one.
He doesn't dodge. So, yeah, you run up and plunk, just crack him right on the back of the head with your blackjack, and he goes down like a sack of potatoes.
All right.
Now there's a group of 49 people dressed like Vikings standing there looking at you. So let's do initiative.
All right.
Or go dex order. Sorry, I was playing D&D yesterday.
So did he go down? What happened?
Since it's a blackjack, it's just hit him and knocked him out.
Awesome.
So he just went down. But now there's a group of the other 49 people that are like staring at you that you just knocked out their leader. So let's see here. Is everyone's dex current? Yeah, so looks like Manny. You're
right.
Up.
I will pick up the sunstone. Okay. I will shout in Chinese, glory to the Sun Lord. And then sprint away from the crowd.
All right. Cornelius?
Yeah, I will. Since I don't speak Chinese, I don't know what he's saying, so I will just say, who was related to the sun in the Viking mythology? Was there a god? Or should it be
Sol?
Why don't you have you can make an anthropology role if you want.
Yeah. Let me check. I don't have anthropology, so that's a failure.
Oh, bummer. You have no idea.
Let's see if I have something else here.
I mean, I guess you could give me a hard no roll.
Well, I have astronomy. Let's see, I have astronomy, and I guess we should have study.
Astronomy is not religion, though.
I know, but we should have study. You know what kind
you
of
can find the sun.
what kind of religions we're following, stars or something like that. Anyway, I got a.
Sure, 80, I'll take an extreme so. Astronomy.
Yeah, no, never mind. I don't know.
You don't know the name. Cool. Awesome. Cornelius, what is it you do again?
I will just rush towards Manny and start screaming, "We got a new leader! Get a new leader! Long live Odin! Long live Odin!"
All right. And now it's the mob. Meredith. Someone in the front is going to try and grab you.
Am I that close to them?
They kind of surge up and they're trying to grab at you.
All right. I will try and dodge. That's probably not going to be very effective, but...
Okay. I just made a normal success.
02.
Ah.
Extremely nice. Dodge.
You slip out of his grasp. They're getting to you.
Can I use that 02 as like a almost sort of a judo throw him so that he
sure.
Maybe you collapses just, like, some of the other people.
Throw him back.
Sure, there's 48
the
more of them.
Yeah, knock down a couple people.
And then I'll run.
Okay. All right. Cool. So that's you then. All right. So can I get a party luck roll?
Oh, I'm at 12.
Oh God.
No.
After my little spend there to get surprise on the leader. 23 is not less than 12.
Okay. So you are running. Where are you guys trying to run to? Manny, you're leading. You hear the mob coming behind you.
Okay. I would like to go through some other group of followers and just generally dodge and weave and, you know, put whatever sort of obstacles I can between me and them, narrow alleys, whatever it takes, and after losing them, eventually get back to the hotel is my sort of thought process.
Okay. Cool. Let's get another D8 from someone.
Four. Luckily, not the same group, because then we'd be going around in circles.
Four. Okay. Cool. You run into a group that looks to be South American, Incan or Mayan, something like that. It's actually Incan, okay. but yeah. That's pretty much it. They're just Incan themed. They're called Cornucopia of Corn.
Excellent.
What a corny name. okay.
Wow.
So. Yeah,
so I'm gonna pop through the corn people and hope that the Vikings sort of get caught up in the tassel.
Yeah, that'll happen, and the groups kind of start to face off.
Oh, nice!
And you,
they go fighting as opposed to resting.
Well, yeah, they start kind of fighting with each other. Like, what are you doing? You know, this is our street.
Better.
Blah blah blah. They start fighting.
This is the first Viking Incan battle recorded history.
Must be
in recorded history, perhaps.
Yes. Right.
So they start tussling a bit, and you're able to make your way out and back up towards the hotel. Why doesn't everyone give me a spot hidden?
I get it on the nose exactly.
Zero. I'm blind.
So just Meredith?
Seems that.
Yes.
One.
You see Susan in the back. Doesn't seem like she's part of either group, but you see her kind of ducking around in the shadows of the buildings in all the confusion and kind of slip into an alleyway.
Well, guys, that's Susan. She's over there.
Huh. Think we can still get paid?
Is she on her own? She wasn't with her cult.
She looks to be on her own.
I will rush.
Is she wearing her crown and stuff?
Yep. No.
Yeah, I will rush towards her. She's my you know, friend's daughter at the end, so that's what she. I mean, that's why we are here to look for her. So, what is she? I'll rush towards her.
Yeah, so you guys could get around the crowd and kind of go towards the direction Meredith was pointing in, find an alley. Everyone can give me another spot hidden check. Takes you a couple minutes to get over there and not go through the mob.
Oh, that was also wow. Success.
Yeah, so you'd notice her, she's hiding like back in like a stairwell, and she's kind of just ducking down, trying not to be seen.
You're anywhere.
You see like a little part of her like dress sticking out from the stairwell.
I don't see her, so I'm relying on Meredith.
I'll point.
I'll rush over the stairs.
Oh God! What do you want? What do you want?
Where's your dad's friend?
Oh,
you remember me?
I do. It's been a long time.
Yes, we came here looking for you with your dad, but now he is joining one of these cults.
I know. I was here. I believed in all this, and then it just started all going crazy. And I never meant for any of this, all of this to happen. I just want to leave, but we can't leave without Dad.
No, we need to find him. Sure.
Promise me we won't leave without Dad.
No, I promise you, I won't leave this place without Daniel. Let's come with us. Come with us. We get one of those stones.
Oh, you like this? And she like pulls out a sunstone.
Damn you!
Let me see that.
Yeah,
hold out my hand.
Take it, please. I don't want anything to do with that anymore. Because these people have just gone crazy. You saw, Deputy Marks murder. Ceiling?
Yes, he's killing people. Yes, we saw that. But there's other guy. What's his name again, Manny? The one
Benby.
That
Benby.
Do you know
Benby
him?
Partridge.
No, I don't know him.
Well, describe his. Describe him.
Oh, I mean, he came around saying that there was going to be a sun festival tomorrow down at the cabins.
Yes. He seems to be the one of the chosen ones.
Really? That's not good.
And I'll describe the lens. They have have you seen the setup with the lens?
No.
I worry they may be attempting to focus the sun and burn us like ants.
Maybe. I mean, the stones are powerful.
So, last time we saw you, you didn't seem pleased to see us.
Well, I thought it was okay then. I didn't think anyone was going to get hurt.
What did you do to us?
I just paused you for a while. I let you feel the light.
What can the stones do?
And with her there, a person who is an actual user of the stones and the translation of the document, you can see. Let's see here. Okay, so basically, this is what you get. The sunstones are these little, you learn. they're these little small egg-shaped pieces. They look like amber, and they give you a plus 15 to throw, like plus 15 to your throw roll if you throw one of them. And they do 2 HP plus damage bonus of damage. And you can worship Azathoth with the stone.
Oh, great.
It costs you 1 magic point per hour of worship per person. And
wow. So these guys have been burning through. Oh, but you can pull it from the people, presumably.
No, it's 1 magic point per person.
Each person, so, right, but it's the person losing it. It's the people who are worshiping, not the person with the stone losing the, as long as you're holding hands or whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're losing one. Yeah, everyone, basically
right,
anyone
exactly.
That's
it's not like one person is losing
is
20 per hour.
Correct, correct.
Yep.
If you focus on the stones while in visible sunlight and able to use 1 magic point of your own, for every magic point used from the stone, it allows you to, you can either heal 1 hit point for every magic point spent by the user. You can generate a flare, because it a hit point of damage with a little solar flare for every magic point sent by the user using, And then you can also store up charges into the stone, and you can use magic point charges, and you have to equal or beat someone's hit point value, but if you have that many charges stored up, you can unleash it and immolate them. Those are like the basic functions of the stones that she can kind of confirm for you.
Okay,
but
so she's still
she
has
says that
all about it, this, right?
Wait, but what's the but? I want to hear the but.
She tells you that it definitely is like an addiction. It's not easy to live. Like she doesn't feel the same after having been a user of the stone. It's like she doesn't feel that she could be as happy as she was when she was using the stone. It's just, she feels at peace with the stone. It's hard to pull away, but she was afraid for her life, so that was the easier choice for her. She said, "You can take it. I don't want it. I just want to get Dad and get out of here."
So, Manny, where did you see last Daniel?
Well, I think he's I think he's with Ramsey's group. That's where I saw him.
Maybe we can get Barnaby and Daniel and get out of here.
But don't we have to also prevent the morning ritual?
Yes, you're right, I guess. Yes. Susan, we need to stop them from doing whatever they're planning to do.
Well, I mean, if you must, but I mean, if we can get Dad and get out of here, I say we do that.
From the sounds of it,
she's
even if we do get away,
she's going to try and push you guys to to not waste any time. And
We're gonna try to find her dad first. So let's go back to Ramses' group and don't confront him, Manny, this time.
So I am actually going to I will agree to that. But as you guys are talking sort of this argument back and forth, Manny will actually focus on the sunstone that he took and see if he can actually heal himself.
Okay. So hold on, let me put back here. Yeah,
he's been walking around in a pretty rough shape.
How many magic points do you spend?
I will spend 6.
Yeah, so you heal 6 hit points.
Okay.
And
he is shocked.
Go ahead and take one sanity damage.
Okay.
For like actually using magic, realizing
that
it works. It's there. Yeah, it works. Man, if the army could get a hold of these.
Yeah, Cornelius, I won't confront anybody. That's fine.
All right, let's go and find him.
Okay, so it's now like probably like nearing midnight, I would say.
Is it still light out?
It is still light out. But biological clockwise.
Yeah.
Jim.
Yep.
All right. So you're with Ramses and Daniel Peterson and a bunch of other people. A bunch of other people. It was a big group. And they're just basically going through and messing up the town. Like, just like an angry mob. They're kind of breaking in windows. You're going into stores, looting stuff. Eventually.
You mean we are?
Yeah, you all are.
Not they. I'm a part of this group too.
Yeah, so you join in the festivities too? You know, since you are conscious of what you're doing, you're Gonzo journalist now? You've decided that?
Well, I thought I was also
enamored you have that, of the stone?
Yeah.
Well, you're still, you know, you stay able to make decisions and whatnot. You just, you're basically, you have the withdrawal from the stone when you're away from it.
Okay.
So.
Sure. So I rolled.
Totally.
So I got a hard success on a POW roll. So I think what I'm going to do is, follow is not necessarily actively kind of participate, but follow the group, continue to be part of the group, and at least kind of halfway pretend to actively participate.
Okay.
Until I can find what looks like an opening to get the stone away from Ramses.
Okay. Well, wrestle it away from him. You don't need to make an int or a no roll to know that that's probably a bad idea.
Well, I'm sure it's a bad idea.
But
I want the stone. I need it.
Yeah, just letting you know.
I need, I don't like what these people are doing.
Right.
But I need the stone. I have to have it.
Okay.
And so, I want to get it so that I can stop what these people are doing, and I want to get it because I need to have it for myself.
Perfect. I like it. All right. And then also, conveniently, Daniel Peterson is right there, Are you keeping a close eye on him, or do you not care about that at all?
No, I don't think I really care about him.
Okay, great. He fades into the mob of people, and you lose track of him. But you keep your eye on the stone. I guess give me a luck roll to see if a chance comes up.
Nope.
Well, you keep waiting for your opening. All right, back to the others. You guys are going out in search of Ramsey's group?
Guess so.
Yep. And
I hope we actually make it to the end. And not have you all killed before the end. So,
well, that's its own kind of end. Nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah. Anyway, you guys head down into town. Do you have like a plan of attack or, yeah. So what's kind of your plan? You're just gonna confront Ramses?
We don't have a plan of attack.
I thought the goal was to not confront Ramses, right? The goal is to try to lure Daniel and possibly Barnaby out of the...
Right. Yeah. So how you guys are going to be sneaking about then?
Yeah. Well, you know...
Once we find the group, can we scope them out a bit? They're one of the larger groups, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're about 300 people strong.
Okay, so it's probably going to be easier to sort of mingle and wander around without being immediately noticed outside. I don't really know. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's probably pretty easy for you to get yourself into the sides or fold into the group. The main big group, but up front, I mean, you don't know how they walk around, but you'd assume that Ramses would be up front with probably his most trusted followers and whatnot. So if you are going anywhere near Ramses, there's going to be some roles involved.
Sure.
Maybe yeah, just if you guys want to just like kind of blend into the group in the back, you're more than welcome to do that. You can find it easy enough. It's a huge frickin' group that's breaking windows and generally raising the town.
Mm.
Or let's say lightly raising the town.
Gentle raising. Okay. Can we, once we sort of find the group, and can we scope them for a bit and maybe see if we can spot Barnaby and Mr. Peterson?
Sure, go ahead. Let's get a spot roll from everybody.
26 is another success. Possibly a hard,
I give you a hard success.
All right, so anyone that got a hard success or better sees both Mr. Peterson and Barnaby. Barnaby is up he's pretty close to the front. He's within sight range of the front of the pack. You can barely see him up there with his press hat on and his little press badge sticking out of the brim of his hat. And you see Mr. Peterson just mixed into the crowd and towards the middle. And he seems to just be acting like one of the followers. Hooting, hollering, just going up, smashing stuff every once in a while.
He looks far too gone. Let's turn around and leave. We need to wait for the ritual. That's more important.
So what did you guys do with Susan? Just left her? Left her at the hotel, right? She wouldn't have wanted to.
Well, we could.
I mean, she wants to stay away from all these people and leave. So if you're willing to go out there with her dad, which you were going to, she's cool with letting you do that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Peterson in the middle, Barnaby up front.
I will go to Peterson.
I will stay back and away from this nastiness.
Yeah, I'm not going near him.
Okay.
Daniel.
Cornelius, you've come to join in the celebration. And he picks up a rock and like throws it into the window. Smash!
I'll grab him by the shoulders. Pay attention to me. We need to get out of here. We found Susan. Let's go.
You found Susan. Great. Bring her here to Ramsay's.
No. We need to let's talk to Susan first, and then we'll join Ramsay's. Okay?
Oh,
join me.
No. Me. I can't leave. And he like pushes you. He starts to push you away.
I'll slap him. Come on, Daniel.
Okay.
That's what we're here. So 1d4.
D3.
Okay. So, just 1 point.
Okay. He's always just like, no. And he's going to try and push you away.
Well, looks like he's not coming, so I will, you know, sadly take a few steps back and hope that, you know, after we're done with the madness, I can come back for him. And you said we spotted Barnaby as well, right?
Yeah, he is way up near the front, near Ramsay's.
I'll go to him as well. That's Cornelius. Barnaby!
Are you going to be sneaky at all?
Well, it's a big crowd, right? I need to make my way towards him.
He's right up near Ramsay's.
Do I see them?
What do you mean sneaky? Like trying to hide from... From who? From Barnaby or no?
Okay. Yeah. So you head on up. You start talking to him.
Do I see him coming before he gets close?
Yeah, you see him coming.
Okay. I'm going.
Give me a spot. Give me a spot hidden.
No, I fail.
Good. Okay. Yeah. No, you don't see him coming.
Oh darn.
So he makes it up to you. Go ahead, Cornelius.
Barnaby, what are you doing?
No, it's okay, Mr. Abbott. It's okay. Just, it's fine. Don't worry. I have it under control.
He's crazy. He's killing people.
Yes, I know. It's okay. We can't be seen
together.
You have to trust me.
Can I make a assessment? His state of mind?
Sure. You give me a psychology.
Yeah. Just roll, and that's a pass.
He seems with it. He doesn't seem out of it. He seems lucid.
Bruno, we're gonna stop. We're gonna stop this madness. We know how. Come with us.
Okay. All right. Both of you can give me a spot hidden roll.
Yeah, spotting things is not Barnaby's strength.
I passed my spot.
You're kind of looking around as you're talking to Barnaby about this stuff and saying these things, and you notice Ramsay's turns his head back and kind of looks at you and locks eyes with you, but keeps walking. And then he looks away and he turns to someone next to him and like kind of like whispers something in their ear.
I told you to get away. Now you're ruining everything.
I will turn around and start running then.
Okay. Turn around and start running.
Yes, getting lost in the crowd. It's more like more than 100 people, you said, right?
There's about 300 people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll kind of move among the crowd and get out of here when I notice that.
Okay, cool. You lose yourself in the crowd. Barnaby, you keep going.
Yep.
And eventually, Cornelius, you make it back to Meredith and Manny.
I told you it wasn't going to work, Cornelius. We need to stay around for the ritual. You're the only one who can stop it, aren't you?
Yes, I think so. And let's find a place to hide them. Wait until the morning.
Maybe
we get everything we need, I guess.
Teach someone else how to do it as well.
Yes. Let me teach you, Meredith. Grab her by the hand.
Okay.
Very well.
Cool. So you guys find some place to hole up. I mean, you can go back to the hotel.
If it doesn't look like they're going to burn it down.
With Susan inside? It doesn't look like they're going to burn it. It doesn't look like they're burning anything down. They're just kind of like breaking stuff and stealing stuff. But you guys can find a place to hole up. And
I'm going to start participating a little bit more than I was, just because I'm worried about Ramsay's being suspicious now. Still looking for my opening. I need that stone. I must have it for myself.
Okay.
My precious.
It's precious. That's where I was going. You beat me to it.
Sorry.
This situation makes me think of Mihai with the medallion.
Oh, yes.
All right, Jim, you're still looking for your opening.
Yep. Noted.
So you guys hole up, and eventually you start to see people from your hiding place. You start to see people in the morning heading kind of out of town towards where the sun lens is. You see a small group pass by, and you see another group pass by.
So what do we know about the counter ritual, as it were? What do we believe we have to do?
Well, you have to have a stone, and then you have to cast this ritual in reverse while the other ritual is being done.
And do we sort of know the range on this? Could we do it from far away and in relative safety? Would we have to be up close?
You don't necessarily have to be up close.
Okay, that is good.
There's no real range indicated. It just says you have to cast it.
Okay.
What time of day is it?
Morning.
I'm only asking for magic point healing.
7:30, 8 a.m.
Oh, cool. Okay. So I am going to start charging the stone.
Okay.
Is there any, like, is there any rate I can charge them at?
Nope.
That makes
sense. You can just dump into it and charge it.
Yeah.
So, do we believe we need to do that for the ritual? What?
No, it's just immolate somebody.
Yeah, to immolate somebody. You'd need
that. Okay. But to do the ritual.
I mean, the stone does have to be charged for the ritual. I mean, it can't have no charges.
But, what about the stone that Susan gave me? What can I tell about that?
It's basically the same.
Okay.
It's just
you should fill it up early, because then you can, fill it up at midnight, and then you get your magic points back.
I don't know what you mean by magic points, but sure, I'll do what you're doing.
Okay. So, you've got some charged stones. And, it's the morning. Everyone's heading for the Sunlands, for the festival.
Okay.
So, what's our plan here? We've got two stones, so we can try to cast the ritual in two different places.
While you cast ritual.
Excellent.
All right. So, where are you casting the ritual at, Merida?
I wonder if we could go and see, if we went up to the second floor of one of those cabins, or maybe there's only first-story cabins, but...
The cabins that are surrounding the sun lens and the little platform that it's on are only one story. They're small little cabins, just vacation cabins. But as you kind of, who's actually going to the cabins and the ritual area or the festival area? Is it just Manny?
No, I think everybody.
Well, Manny
volunteering. Manny.
Manny's going, and Cornelius will be, not Cornelius. Barnaby will be there.
Right. Yep. Meredith.
So I think the plan is to find somewhere that has line of sight but isn't necessarily close.
Manny, you would know.
Cornelius is coming too. He's just be right back, so we'll make him come too.
Okay. From where you were shooting and hiding on the outskirts of kind of the clearing where there's that little bit of forest strip between the cabins in the main part of the town. So that's a possible place for Meredith to be if she wanted to be nearby, but not right there. But as you guys are kind of walking up and there's, big crowds of people on the road that you can kind of blend in with, you notice that it seems like everyone from the entire town is here. So it is just jam-packed with people all surrounding the central kind of stage area. You see Denby Partridge and his group of people. He's got a bandana on, and that's pretty much it. Just standing up there next to the lens. That's the description straight from the book.
Does it say where he's wearing the bandana, or just that he's wearing a bandana? sort of wrapped around his bicep, or maybe on his ankle.
Adorned with his headband and little else. So, no, nice. It doesn't say that he's wearing it on his forehead. But adorned with his headband.
Right.
So, anyway, you guys all, it seems like you're with the last big group of people getting there. And Partridge looks around and he raises his hands and says, "The sun is now ready for our great sacrifice." Then he starts calling out the names of the different leaders of the cults. So he calls out Ramses the Ninth and all these other people, and he has them come up to the stage, and he says, "The sun will now test us and make sure we are worthy of the final sacrifice." And then you see, one by one, each of the minor, smaller cult leaders come up, and they stand in front of the lens, and Partridge holds the lens, points it towards them, glows, starts to glow, and then focus into a beam of light, and the light travels forward and hits the person. They'll begin to glow, and then after a moment or two, you see them just glow really brightly so that you can't see. It's just kind of an orb of light, and then they immolate and they're gone. And then the next one steps up. And this happens 6 times, unless your guys are doing anything to stop this in between. Meredith, I know you're probably already doing the...
So we know the... Should we start chanting the spell?
Well, but this is the thing. You haven't seen anyone chant anything yet. You haven't seen any kind of incantation or kind of ritual start. You just see basically Partridge's just manning this lens and saying that, you know, he's testing to make sure people are worthy for the final sacrifice. And so as that's happening, you see a couple of these cult leaders just get totally immolated. And then you finally see Ramses.
Sure about this ritual thing? I mean, I could shoot him. I could shoot him if you want.
Didn't you already try that?
Yeah, it worked briefly. But it's gonna get rid of him now. He's gotten rid of the other leaders. But if you're confident, I'll wait.
I'm not confident but that's what the book said.
And so,
all right.
While you guys are talking about that, Ramses steps up, and instead of what's happened to the prior 6 cult leaders, after a few moments and some sizzling sounds, you see he starts to glow. But instead of glowing a white, whitish light, it turns red. And then the beam of light that's coming from the lens darkens and kind of travels back. The lens itself darkens. And you see Partridge is standing there, and he looks impressed, nervous. It doesn't matter for very much longer, because a moment after that, it redoubles the glow of the beam, and it just gets bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden, Ramses screams, and then he's immolated. Partridge looks.
Is the sunstone immolated with him?
The crowd, and he raises his hands up, and he says, "And now I will present myself."
Was the stone immolated with him?
It seems so, yes.
Oh, darn it.
Sorry, Jim. And so Partridge goes, and he stands in front of the lens, and it starts its beam, and it grows, and it seems to be doing the same thing as when it was on Ramses, but then instead of Partridge being immolated, the beam kind of shoots back from him, and the sun lens explodes and shatters, and everyone goes crazy. They just are going insane, like hooting and hollering and whooping, and he's kind of holding his hands up and telling everyone to calm down. And now that we have seen that I am worthy, and the sun god is Azathoth is willing to accept our sacrifice, we can begin the ritual. And then he gets off of the platform and he starts walking through the crowd and up back towards town, and everyone starts to follow him.
Oh no, this was not the right spot.
Well, I guess we follow.
Let's follow him, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so you guys follow him, and you see... Well, how close are you guys going to be?
As far away as possible.
Okay, all right, as far away as possible. So you want to be kind of within viewing distance of the front of the group, but not anywhere near enough for them to see you, or you to see who's there.
Right.
Ideally.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys follow it and into town, and it seems like as you're moving through the town and getting towards the center of town or the central part of the town, Partridge starts to break people off into groups and starts kind of making this big chain of groups around the center part of town. And so he's kind of distributing people. It seems like it's going to take a little while.
Does it look like there's a pattern to this?
Yeah, it basically just looks like they're making a huge multiple layer ring of people around the center of town. Like the whole block that all the central buildings are on.
I wonder if we can get up in one of the buildings from one of the upper floors of one of the buildings.
You guys can go ahead and give it a try. Like the town hall.
Down on him.
All that
what do you think,
stuff.
Guys?
Yeah, sure.
Sounds
as
good.
Long as we have a line of sight, we know what is happening.
Sure.
What do I think my chances are of trying to grab the his stone from him?
You don't think that's pretty good, but you do see he has a pouch of stones, and he's kind of like randomly handing them out to people along the perimeter. If you want, you could try and position yourself.
Oh, well, yeah. Then I definitely have to try and get one.
Okay. Go ahead and make me an int roll. You can try and figure out what his distribution is, like how often he's
that's
giving
an
them
extreme
out.
Success.
Boom. You put yourself right in the best spot, you think, and when he comes and starts to like put his hand out with a stone, you're the first one that has your hand out ready to get one. And he kind of nods at you and keeps going down and around the circle, setting it up. And he explains to you that you just have to stand here and focus on the stone and hold the stone and the people's hands on you, either side of you. And
how does the stone feel? Is this an authentic
Yeah, it's warm
real deal?
To touch. Yeah, and you, because you've only felt the touch of the stone through someone, right, Jim? You haven't felt an actual stone?
That is correct, because apparently the one I was chasing after was...
a fake.
Yeah. Was a decoy.
So, yeah, this feels totally different. You feel warm, comforted, at peace with the universe. You see sun streaks through the stone, just like pulsing through the stone, whether your eyes are open or closed. And yeah, yeah, this is the real deal. You have your precious.
But I don't feel any particular compulsion to try to actually be part of it.
No.
Okay.
I mean, you're not like compelled. You're not compelled to be a part of this, but you do need to make a sand check, though. Because now, after being with the stone for a while, it's you, as you're thinking that, you're like, oh, all right, now I can go. Wait, can I go?
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm leaving town with my stone. And that's a bad fail on the sand.
Okay. D3.
Oh, well, that's not bad. One.
All right, so yeah, what are you doing?
Leaving town.
Okay. All right. So you're just huffing it out of town?
Yep.
On foot?
I don't think really have.
It's gonna be on foot because as you try and look for a car, if there are any around, you see that all the tires are just melted and popped.
Yeah, I don't know that I really have any other transportation options. So, yes.
Okay, we will get back to that depending on what happens. So, you guys are trying to get up into a building so that you can see what's going on. Well, at least a little of what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes. Ideally, I mean, how close is it from the outside to the center? I mean, if you were just at the outside, would you be able to hear what's going on in the middle?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it's a pretty big area. You could depends. Yeah, I mean, you could find a spot. Why don't we get like a, I want to say,
int.
Well, I want to say just sneak rolls.
Oh, stealth guys. Right, yeah. Yeah.
Stealth rolls to see how if you guys get over there without people noticing.
Oh my goodness, 0.5.
The sneakiest.
That's I'm going to spend a point to make that an extreme. And I'm just going to sneak off on my own.
Excellent. I will create a diversion.
Mm-hmm.
I think my gun goes off or something. I rolled 100.
You rolled 100. Great.
You have a 96.
You're with me.
Yeah.
Okay. So what will happen is you guys will get captured and Partridge is going to he'll do a big monologue to the people and everyone will just be holding you. Just a group of people will be keeping you immobile. So you have to watch. And he starts talking about how this is the one true God and how Azathoth will soon be here to cleanse us and that the ritual has begun. And then he's going to join his hand with the group of people with the big ring, and he's going to start chanting. And then
did I manage to get away? Was I?
You did.
Yeah.
With your extreme, you found a place. You have a view of what's going on, and you see Manny and
Cornelius
have been captured and are now being held by Partridge's crew.
Okay.
And you see him, Partridge walks to the edge of the circle, joins a hand, and you see he kind of like raises his hand to the sun.
That's going to be my cue.
All right. And so you start chanting, and you kind of match. You seem to be like matching him in speed, and you can't really hear what he's chanting from where he's at now, but as you're chanting, Manny and Cornelius, you guys see Denby's chanting, and it seems to be this, the sun just starts slowly moving closer and until it's so close that you'd think that it's entering the atmosphere. It's too close. But then it starts to waver and shimmer and glow a bright light, and it goes from red to white, and then there's a roaring sound like a waterfall or a motor that is powering the universe. It's just an unbearable sound. And as that happens, the light explodes into a blinding flash, and you hear the screams of about 14 people. Meredith, you finish your incantation. And as it finishes, that explosion happens, and you, along with all of the other people that were holding sunstones, are gone.
Amazing.
Instantly vaporized. And as soon as that explosion of light happens, Manny and Cornelius, silence. You look around and you see a few steaming piles of ash where the people with sunstones were.
Including Barnaby as well?
No. Not including Barnaby. And and it's instantly cloudy, cold, and snow starts to fall.
Just like the real winter.
Ever so slowly.
Where did Meredith go? Meredith. Oh no. But you have Meredith done the chanting. She have done the chanting. I knew the spell. You have never told her how to use it. Poor Meredith.
Probably just as well you did. Otherwise, nothing good would have happened. Did Denby get destroyed?
Yes, you saw where he was standing is a steaming pile of ash.
Well, we should look for Daniel and Susan. And
you see Daniel standing across the way, looking confused, just as all the other people are.
Oh, Jill. Daniel!
The kid has gotten better.
Mm-hmm. Over here.
Oh, Cornelius. What's happened?
Madness. Well, we found Susan. Let's get out of here.
Oh, Susan? Susan, is she safe?
She's safe.
Oh, thank God. And you guys head back to the hotel and get Susan. You're able to start making your way out of town. Unfortunately, you can't find a car, but you're able to start the walk down. And it seems like a good amount of people, strangers from the town, not natives, and even some natives are making like a kind of a mass exodus as the town of Red Valley starts to become deserted.
Okay.
And
I will look around, you know, once in a while to see if I spot Barnaby in the crowd.
You don't spot Barnaby. But, Barnaby, I'm going to need 3 navigate rolls from you to see if you find your way back down.
Navigation. That's under N. That's a failure, a failure, and a failure.
And the parting shot of the sunspot scenario will be going to be cresting a ridge in the woods, trying to make his way down back out into Boston, and cresting a ridge he thought was leading towards the road, and looking out and seeing nothing but wilderness. But looking down in his hand, with the sun shining through the clouds, he feels at peace, knowing that one day he might bring Azathoth to share his warmth with the rest of the world.
Excellent.
Hooray! We won! Oh.
And so, not that it matters, because we probably won't use the characters again, but you guys gain a D6 sand for stopping the ceremony.
6.
And you get a D6 for killing Partridge, or, you know, having him killed with the... Well, he died.
Well, we killed him twice.
Get it. Yeah, so... Manny, you get 2D6, actually, Manny. Because you killed him an extra time. And everyone gets a D8 for escaping town.
Everyone.
And then, Jim, you get minus 1d12 for escaping town but being addicted to a sunstone.
I love it.
Nice.
Now we have a new cultist to chase.
Oh, and that's only one. Awesome.
Well, and it's possible at some point, you see Manny reach into his side pocket and pull out a stone and contemplate it a little bit. Huh.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? It's minus 1d6 for you, Edwin. Oh. You're, okay. You're unknowingly beginning to be addicted
on the road.
To sunstone. Yeah.
That's one. Apparently that's not very shattering for either of us.
Nice. And that was Sunspots by Dave Sokolowski.
Cool.
Very nice. Very nice. So was there any way for us to succeed without sort of sacrificing one of us? Or
no.
No. Okay. Cool.
Any other questions, comments?
What
gripes?
Did we miss?
What did you miss? Not much. I found a way to pretty much work in everything. The only thing that I didn't really have was the optional additional scene called the Observatory, which could have like introduced the sun lens in a different way. Mm-hmm. But it, I guess, was cut from the initial manuscript. So
okay. Well, we did a pretty good job, it seems.
Yeah, I think you guys did a pretty good job, threw me some curveballs, but that was to be expected. So, yeah, it was fun. It was fun to run. And I hope you guys liked it and had a fun time.
Yes, it was fun. It was a short but enjoyable scenario, Max. Thanks for running it.
Yeah, no problem.
I think awesome. The early stages were a bit frustrating because we were sort of wandering around without... I at least felt didn't really have an idea of what to do.
But right.
I guess that's kind of par for the course with these sandboxy scenarios. Often you have to start wait for the plot to come to you. But
right, right, exactly. And that's
and then it all comes at once.
Yeah, that's for sure.
12 hours, awesome. Sessions.
Yeah,
not bad, not bad.
Which I think it's good. Time. You know, it's meant to be done in like a 6 to 8 hour con scenario setting.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's just too quick. If that, to me, that would be way too railroady. I'd have to really push or cut off certain actions to get it down to like half as many sessions, I think.
I imagine you could
right, yeah.
You could find a way to sort of force a conclusion just by, you know, setting a deadline and then not if people don't investigate everything, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So are we thinking rain? Starting next session?
I don't know if I'm going to make that Sunday because I'm going to be...
Oh, next Sunday you're
in a different time zone.
Yeah.
All right.
We should discuss in other channels. All right.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys.
Cool.
Thank you, Max.
Thanks, guys.
A lot of fun.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Glad.
See you.
Have a good rest of your day.
Take care, guys.
You too, guys.
Have a fun week.